What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have some horrific breaking news. Charlie Kirk has officially been pronounced dead after being shot at Utah Valley University during a debate event that he was hosting. Now, this has been confirmed by the network that hosts his show, Real America's Voice. They say Charlie Kirk has passed, while multiple commentators that work with Kirk explain what happened, and there are pictures of him, his wife, and his two children. Now, there are a lot of things that I want to say throughout this video, as I find this horrific, but I just want to start here. When I think of America, and I think of what we've been building on this channel, I think of a country that is built for debate and dialogue and disagreements. But nowhere in that is it built for violence in any regard. Violence not only takes this country back, but violence could act as a catalyst for more and more violence. And that is not a chain reaction that you want to trigger. On top of that, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, multiple Minnesota Congress members, two Democrats, were assassinated in their homes. This news cycle only lasted a day or two, but a few months later, we see more and more horrific violence that is breaking out, meaning the direction this country is going is not only concerning, but it is dangerous. Now, I want to break some news on this show. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but in 2 weeks, I was supposed to debate Charlie Kirk. I was supposed to do an event, and we were going to face off with discussion, with ideas. I've been spending the past few days prepping ideas because that's what I think America should be about. I'm only 22 years old, but when I think about the America that I want when I'm 60 or 70, I think of an America where the exchange of ideas is prevalent. The exchange of ideas is necessary. And I disagreed with Charlie Kirk on a lot of his views. But one thing that I think I agreed with him on was the fact that America is meant for debates. I actually respect what Charlie Kirk had built up throughout his life and what he had built through just debating people. That's something that I do on a daily basis as an exchange of ideas. So the point that I'm trying to make is when a simple exchange of ideas then turns into political violence, the country is in a very, very dangerous spot. Now, the response from Democrats has been mature, as it should be. Governor Gavin Newsom immediately said, "The attack on Charlie Kirk is disgusting, vile, and reprehensible. In the United States of America, we must reject political violence in every form." And someone in response said, "Glad to see this response from the Democrats. It's appropriate and decent. I want to remind everyone that Trump mocked Paul Pelosi, who was nearly killed by a deranged conspiracy theorist. Trump mocked him publicly at the RNC after surviving the assassination attempt." And this is not a competition of violence, but I'm just saying the acceleration of political violence in this country, whether it's the Trump assassination attempt, that kid who was a Republican, or whether it's the two Minnesota lawmakers that were shot by some random whack job, or whether it's Charlie Kirk, none of this is sustainable. This acceleration is dangerous, and coupled with the lessening of social cohesion on social media is leading us down a dangerous, dark path. Now, I'm not placing any specific blame here, but when we have actors like Elon Musk or foreign entities trying to create more and more inflammatory rhetoric online, it's not good. Just last week, the president posted an AI image of my hometown of Chicago. Well, I grew up in Indiana, but where the studio is located, this is where we work in Chicago. He posted a photo of it at war with the U.S. military. This acceleration of violence, not only online, but in person, needs to stop. And this photo right here, just to show the update, this photo right here is taken at Low C Center. University spokesperson said the shooter fired shots from this building. And the site of the Charlie Kirk event was over here. So this would be multiple hundred feet, but this is not entirely confirmed. Moments ago, we learned that the person who was believed to be the shooter was not actually the shooter. So there was a video of an older white man being taken into custody, and he was screaming. This went viral, and everyone said, that must be him. But no, it was not him, according to reports. And he was screaming because he was like, it's not me. It's not the person who did this. Donald Trump has officially confirmed that Charlie Kirk is dead. He said, "An hour ago, we must all pray for Charlie Kirk, who has been shot, a great guy from top to bottom. God bless him." And he just updated this 3 minutes ago. At the time I'm recording this video, it's very fresh. He said, "The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in all the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us. Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, and family. Charlie, we love you." And remember, he had two children. We can disagree with Charlie Kirk all we want, but this is not the direction we want America to go in. Because once political violence starts against people we dislike, that means political violence can happen against people that we like the Minnesota lawmakers. I want to say again that I find this horrific. And of course, my sympathies go out to Charlie Kirk's family as well. And part of the reason I was so shaken when I saw this was not only because I was slated to talk to Charlie Kirk in a few weeks with a place that had minimal security. It wasn't even about that. It wasn't even about me or anything. It's just about the state of political commentary in the United States and the danger that people are now in, not just commentators, but politicians. Anybody who engages in what is supposed to be a democratic discourse is now in danger. People who want to comment on politics, which is supposed to be what America is for, are now in danger. Only in third world countries or crumbling countries are people too scared to talk politics because they're afraid of getting shot. And that is the environment that Charlie Kirk's shooting will create. People will be too scared to talk politics or give their opinion. That is never something that we want. Now, I do want to talk about the backlash as well. Of course, right-wingers get pissed off when we talk about the backlash, but inevitably, over the next week, there will be news cycles where people are targeted on the left, people are blamed, and we just need to make sure that we are responsible, classy, and understand that after the Minnesota lawmakers were shot, all we wanted was responsible rhetoric. In the same regard, responsible rhetoric is necessary. Now, I want to reiterate one more time, the shooter is not in custody. The police have determined that a person who was taken into custody after the shooting was not actually the shooter, according to Scott Trotter, a university spokesman. The university had earlier said a suspect was in custody, and videos online showed an older man being detained by police officers, but this man did not commit the shooting. So, you know, one of my family members who is super, super liberal, like does not like any of the right-wing sphere, he just said, you know, debating is one thing, but committing violence is not what America is meant for. And that's how I opened this video. I think that is how all Americans should feel. And my other worry is that as I scroll through the Donald Trump comment section, I mean, the top reply says, "Fuck the media, fuck the Democrats, they did this." Who's they? Someone said, "Time to take the gloves off." Against who? We don't know who did this yet. And even if we were reasonably going to say that it was someone who was more on the left, everybody should condemn this. This is absolutely awful, and America is no place for violence. The news cycle on this is going to continue, and we are going to continue covering this day by day, and we are going to maintain a responsible viewpoint because, listen, in America, we solve disagreement through argument and through debate. It has been like that since the inception of America. And I get that politics are life or death in the sense that, you know, policies affect who lives and who dies, and we want to minimize the deaths of the most vulnerable communities. But that doesn't mean that debates should have life or death stakes when Charlie Kirk is trying to go and do his, you know, whatever, MAGA event that I totally disagree with. But we never want to escalate that cycle of violence. This is absolutely despicable. I was honestly incredibly shaken when I saw the news. I decided to sit back and just not cover it for a bit and wait for things to play out. My call to action to everybody would be to, number one, hug your loved ones. Number two, just condemn violence. Do not escalate the cycle of violence because it puts people in danger that you may care about. It puts people in danger that you agree with. And leaders, the media, citizens alike need to return to a different form of politics. It's disgusting. My phone is blowing up and I'm a bit shaken. I likely won't make videos for the rest of the day. I'm probably just going to go visit my parents or watch a movie. This is not good. None of this is good. And I fully, fully hope that we can stabilize from here. Thank you all.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.